Rejection as a Creative Force, written on the 7th of January, 2023. A time will come in your life when you get rejected. It will happen when you think it's inevitable that you belong. You will be rejected by someone you have deep, unwavering feelings for, and that rejection will shake you to the core. You will be disappointed, sad, perhaps even angry. That's okay. That's normal. Accept your reality as it is. That state of despair and hopelessness shines a spotlight on the things that are not good within yourself and your surroundings. The brighter the light, the darker the shadows. That state is not a state to live in, though. You enter that state, identify the shortcomings, and move on. There are some things you can change, and some things you have to accept. Some things you can circumvent. The core realization, and the hardest part to accept, is simply that you are not as good as you thought you were. And neither is the world. Therein lies the choice. Are you going to get angry? Or are you going to get creative? I think the choice is quite easy. As I like to say, the only known cure for the pain of existence is the joy of creation. But you do have to put in the work to move on. That state is not a state to live in. Connect to yourself, your mission, and detach. Deploy and detach. Deploy your energy and detach from the results, the future, and expectations. You are not entitled to anything. Sometimes we forget it because we like to tell ourselves we are doing good, and perhaps even some other people might tell us we are doing good. So naturally, ideas may arise as if we deserve something, which we do, but also we don't. Not yet. So be grateful for the person or the people who rejected you, because this is your chance. They've torn you down so you can rebuild yourself. This is just another form of ego death. Now that you have experienced the lows, you can find out how high you can rise again, to realize your full potential, to complete your mission. She pushed you off of the edge of the cliff, but not because she wanted you to die. She wanted you to find your wings and fly. Thank you.